The Central Coast Sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, May 18th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Slo County Health Officer shares updates on hantavirus in California. Paso Robles High School honoring 14 student-athletes on College Signing Day. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 44 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Cowmeadow Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. County Health Officer Dr. Penny Borenstein released a full detailed statement about hantavirus in California and in San Luis Obispo County. The release says the risk to the public remains low and there are zero confirmed cases in California. There are five people in California who may have been exposed to the virus and they're being monitored by public health officials. Currently, they have no symptoms. Some of these individuals were involved in a cruise ship that traveled before the outbreak was identified. The CDC and California Department of Public Health will continue to update the public with any other findings. The Templeton American Legion Post 220 will be holding a Memorial Day ceremony service and barbecue Monday, May 25th, 11 a.m. at the American Legion Hall, 805 South Main Street. The service will start with a flyover by the Estrella Warbirds, followed by its guest speakers, Pastor, Color Guard, Rifle Squad, and Taps Bugler presented by the Templeton American Legion Post 220. The service will end at 11:45 and will be immediately followed by an annual barbecue at noon. The annual benefit barbecue is $20 for adults and $10 for children 12 and under. Tickets can be purchased ahead of time at templetonlegion.org. Paso Robles High School honoring 14 student-athletes on College Signing Day. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week,
I went down to see Peter Lussier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Paso Robles High School will host College Signing Day on Tuesday, May 19th at 4 p.m. in the Gil Asa Gym. During this event, PRIHS will honor 14 high school student athletes who have committed to continuing their academic and athletic careers at the collegiate level. For these students, signing to compete at the collegiate level represents years of dedication, sacrifice, and commitment, both academically and athletically, said high school principal and athletic director Michael Susank. The students will also be recognized during the school board meeting on Tuesday, June 9th. PRHS community members, family, friends, and supporters are all invited to attend the event. The California Mid-State Fair has announced the Frontier Stage lineup for 2026. 12 nights of free concerts and tickets will be included with fair admission. Performances start at 8 p.m. On opening day, on Wednesday, we'll feature the Miss California Mid-State Fair Scholarship Pageant at 6 p.m. The full lineup can be found at midstatefair.com. KPRL News recently covered an interview with the president of the Heritage Ranch Homeowners Association Board of Directors, Mason Yaffe. The HOA levies assessments on members of Heritage Ranch for infrastructure and maintenance, and has recently raised these assessments for the purpose of catching up on deferred maintenance from years ago. Mason spoke on these increases, clarifying the long-term needs of these assessments on Heritage Ranch.
There's a ton of infrastructure projects. There was a massive one we did a couple of years ago. Everybody knows as the Comanche Spillway up here. It's just a large project, cost in the neighborhood of $500,000 to fix that. There's a land bridge that connects our marina to kind of the rest of the ranch that needed also somewhere in the neighborhood, maybe $450,000, $500,000, years and years of deferred road maintenance. I mean, I've been up here for 12 years and I've never seen a single thing done to the roads in all that time.
More controversially, Mason also addressed a recent decision by the HOA board to upgrade Heritage Ranch's security camera system. Heritage Ranch also already had a system prior to this decision. Pictures are taken of visitors going through the gates, used only for investigations. The upgrade to the system sends the data to the sheriff's office or CHP.
But it comes with the ability to tie into law enforcement so that they can do investigations of their own, and it saves our staff a tremendous amount of time from having to do those investigations on their behalf. But that was a very controversial point, that the fact that data about residents coming in and out would be available to law enforcement. But it creates a lot of concern and I think some of it is valid. You know, this was a challenging decision for the board to make, and none of the decisions that we make are necessarily black and white. They have pros and cons on both sides, and we felt at the end of the day that it was a net positive. But it certainly created a tremendous amount of conversation. We're going to have a special meeting at the end of this month to address that issue.
The next regularly scheduled meeting for the HOA Board of Directors is May 28th. These meetings are only for members of Heritage Ranch. Mason also encourages any members to contact staff with questions or concerns regarding board decisions. KPRL News will continue covering the information shared in this interview in future newscasts. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Mariners 8-3, the Dodgers over the Angels 10-1, the Giants beat the Athletics 10-1, the Mets over the Yankees 7-6. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Padres, the Athletics will go against the Angels, the Giants will face the Diamondbacks, the Yankees will go against the Blue Jays. In California news, on Saturday night, Oakland, California, a driver traveling northbound on 85th Avenue struck a parked vehicle and several pedestrians, killing three and injuring several others. Oakland police are investigating the incident. It is unknown if drugs or alcohol played a role in the crash. PG&E has shut off power for thousands of customers in Northern California this weekend due to recent weather. About 4,700 customers were affected this past weekend in Sonoma, Napa, and Lake counties. The shutoffs were done in response to high temperatures, high winds, and dry vegetation conditions. The California Department of Public Health has reported the largest number of illnesses and deaths in U.S. history from deadly poisonous mushrooms. The Department of Health reports 47 confirmed cases since November, with at least four deaths and four illnesses that required liver transplants. Local news was sponsored by hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, rising diesel fuel and fertilizer prices are increasing financial pressure on U.S. farmers during the peak of spring planting season. Energy costs have skyrocketed in recent weeks, and global trade tensions and uncertainty surrounding tariffs and overseas shipping routes. Higher natural gas prices have also increased fertilizer production costs, especially for nitrogen products heavily used by corn growers. Agricultural economists say many row crop producers are already operating with thin profit margins after several months of lower corn and soybean prices. Diesel prices are affecting everything from field work to grain transportation, adding expenses across the entire supply chain. The American Farm Bureau Federation says elevated input costs continue to limit profitability for many farms despite improved planting conditions in parts of the Midwest. And market analysts are quick to point out that producers may reduce fertilizer applications or even delay equipment purchases if costs remain elevated throughout the growing season.
Washington's farms and ranches are more than businesses. They're family legacies and the backbone of our economy. At Washington Farm Bureau, we're here to protect that legacy, and that starts with protecting families. Membership gives you access to WFB Healthcare, affordable, comprehensive coverage designed for farm families and agricultural-related businesses. Plus, you'll join a community working to protect farmland, support local food, and secure the future of agriculture in Washington. Find your business solutions today by visiting WFBHealthcare.com.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
It's movie night this Thursday, May 21st, 6 p.m. at Republican headquarters in Atascadero. The Battle of Athens, the true story of a corrupt political machine that used intimidation, police brutality, and voter fraud against returning World War II soldiers. How timely is that? $20 donation appreciated. Pizza, soda, and snacks available. Go to our website, rpsloc.org, for more information. Remember to vote in the upcoming primary election. Ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Chocolate remains a favorite treat for Americans. A 2024 report from the National Confectioners Association found that 65% of U.S. consumers eat chocolate, driving $21.4 billion in confectionery sales. But the future of chocolate is under pressure because cacao plants, which produce the cocoa beans used to make chocolate, are struggling in key growing regions. Excessive heat, erratic rainfall, prolonged droughts, and flooding have already caused significant cocoa crop failures in the Ivory Coast, the world's leading producer of cocoa beans. Farmers are seeing lower yields, dying trees, and in some cases, total crop loss. Scientists at the University of California, Davis are working with California Cultured, a Sacramento-based food technology company, to develop a new way to source cocoa, growing it directly from plant cells in a lab, which grants from the With grants from the National Science Foundation and BioMaid, the research team is working to lower production costs and create a more reliable, sustainable source of chocolate. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s, west winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid 40s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 80s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Wednesday, sunny on Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, sunny on Monday. Low 90s Wednesday, mid 80s on Thursday, upper 70s on Friday, mid 70s Saturday and Sunday, 78 a week from today. Currently it is 44 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's a merger in the energy business. Florida-based Next Era Energy is buying Dominion Energy. The all-stock deal will create the world's largest regulated electric utility business. Next Era was originally formed as Florida Power and Light back in 1925. Dominion, based in Virginia, has more than 5 million energy customers in the Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast U.S. Stocks are under pressure with investors looking at higher interest rates and elevated crude oil prices. Brent crude at $109 a barrel, West Texas Intermediate at $105, following reports that a drone struck near a nuclear plant in the United Arab Emirates. AstraZeneca has received FDA approval for its new hypertension drug, Baxfendi. Shares are up 0.5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, REDS has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call REDS On Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
This is Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp. I hope to see you at my free estate planning seminar this Friday in Atascadero. It's also a defensive handgun class. No firearms, just airsoft and laser. All equipment provided, plus free pizza. Sign up at guntrust.org. This training exposes the lies of the politicians, even those who claim to support the Second Amendment. Our right to bear arms is implicit in the American concept of ordered liberty. Therefore, we also have a duty to train. And only your family can be trusted with this duty. To leave a legacy of 23rd century firearm training, your family must begin with 21st century firearm training that exceeds law enforcement standards. Only your family can remove this legacy from the cowardly shadows of concealed carry to the sunlight of open carry by aposematic citizens. Go to guntrust.org and do your duty before it's too late.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso, in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, by Grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation with outstanding gas prices. 238-5775, which you can text, 238-KPRL. Join us on the Monday edition.
Well, you thought I'd be waiting up. You came home last night. You'd been out with all the boys and you ended up half tied. But liquor and love, they just don't mix. Leave the bottle or me behind. And don't come home a-drinking with
the Morning Exchange
on your mind.
KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, no, 12:30 to 1, I will have on Representative Pat from the Community Skillshare. It's coming to the Atascadero Lake Bandstand on the 30th from 12 till 3, so we'll find out everything that's going to be happening on this Skillshare event. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, Susanna's going to have on a lady by the name of Kathy Talento. Now, Kathy, she headed domestic policy for the White House during her Trump's first term and has turned from a Fauci-defending true believer to a skeptic. They're going to be talking about what happened during COVID and where the fallout and RFK's presence in the administration will lead. So, I guess you can say, hear it from the horse's mouth, almost literally. So enjoy that this afternoon here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Nice that the school is acknowledging these high school student athletes and their accomplishments and so forth and so on. I'm going to tie this in because the words, I think, dedication and sacrifices are used or were used regarding this and their accomplishments. And also, dreams should be put in there probably as well. The dedication and sacrifices. Yet they, in some cases, they have to compete against females have to compete against boys. So again, this is tying in with the nonsense going on here in the state of California at the track and field events, the finals over the weekend. The athlete, the male. Won first place in the high jump. The male won first place in the girls' high jump, long jump, and triple jump. That was at the Southern Section Finals on Saturday. So, what do they do at the podium? Well, they put the girl who would have finished first and the male who finished first in the female race at the top. So, we have two people who can't come in first place.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this question. If you have to share a podium for the boys' competition in the girls' event, aren't you admitting that he isn't a girl and this participation is unfair? Okay, so the boy beats the girl in the girls' race or jumps events, field events, and but she shares the podium with him for first place. Does that make any sense? Does it make any sense at all? I'm just wondering how some of you may feel about this. Absolute nonsense, as usual, here in the fine state of California. Also, somebody, I don't know why I'm laughing because this was serious, but somebody sent me a video of a young lady at a baseball game. It was at a Mariners game, Seattle Mariners game. And she was taking a selfie during the action. And from what I saw or read, that she ended up with a skull fracture. She was taking and wasn't paying attention, and bam, she gets hit in the skull, has to go to the hospital. And the Mariners gave her two tickets. I don't know why, but I guess the point of this is when you're at any, particularly when there's a ball in play and so forth, maybe you should receive, instead of two tickets from the Mariners, how about a Darwin Award for being stupid? Unfortunate she got cracked in the head, but you know what? You're at a ball game. Ball's coming off the bat pretty quick if it's going well, even in fair play. But and you're not watching. You're more involved with your selfie. Why don't you take a selfie between innings when there's nothing going on, moron? And I see this a lot, not necessarily people getting hit with the ball, but they're doing this during action of ball games and so forth. To me, it's akin to the selfish people who walk across the street with their head down playing on their devices while cars are going by. I don't feel sorry for these people if something happens. It's unfortunate, but if you're a moron, you're a moron. Don't waste my time. All right, 238-5775-238-KPRL. Let us see. Today is National Cheese Soufflé Day. I don't know. Well, Chris, we certainly know that there's a lot of cheeses so out there, about almost 2,000. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. I was hoping you'd have a story on the power outage in Atascadero. Apparently, it went off about 1 o'clock and didn't come on for another 12 hours or so, so I thought it might be interesting, but nobody bothered to tell you.
Well, somebody actually did tell me about it. You're talking about yesterday, I believe. One of my friends sent me a screenshot of PG&D's outage page, and it just says that the cause was an unplanned outage. They haven't sent me, or PG&D hasn't sent out any further information as to what the cause was.
Oh, okay. I think that's what I got on my text eventually about 4 o'clock in the morning, but it was kind of inconvenient. All my freezer stuff was melting. I know it was at least 12 hours. It might have been more. If you hear anything, would you report it, please?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye. Well, you had the one in Northern California. You did the story on that, but that was a story, again. They just don't release stuff like they used to. They just don't do that. Lots of reasons for it. All right. Here's something that, you know, when we hear about dirtbags doing despicable things, you, and some stories just, you know, they come and they go and you can kind of forget about it until somebody says, hey, did you remember that story about, oh, yeah, I remember. And that's, in most cases, that's the way it is with news, unless it's something that impacts every single one of us, you know, major. Now, this the dirtbag I'm referring to here is the former executive director of the Bike San Luis Obispo County. Now, last week, he pleaded no contest to one count of molesting his six-year-old step-granddaughter in a hot tub last year. Okay? This dirtbag is, I don't know how old he is. I think he's in his mid-60s or something like that. And so, what is this now? I don't want to give his name because I just don't want to do it, but he's the Bike Slow County Executive Director, former. As a result of his plea, the dirtbag is facing a sentence of up to 1 year in county jail and 3 years probation. He molested a six-year-old in a hot tub. 1 year in county jail. When is enough going to be enough? Absolutely unbelievable. He has damaged this child probably for a lifetime. And he will get 1 year in county jail. Oh, and probation. Does he have to register as a sex offender? Don't know. Maybe we'll find that out at the sentencing, which is coming up in July. Maybe the folks in the prison will find out what he did. Okay. We see too many stories like this where people get a hand slap. This is just disgusting. This is absolutely disgusting. Only that. All right. Folks, get ready for this here in the maybe in the state of California. Ban on backyard barbecues on certain days in California. That's being floated once again. And I know that there's one city that's really pushing for this, and that would be down there in the City of Angels. And one of the candidates is proposing the city ban backyard barbecues. It's been, again, floated here in the state of California before. And as I mentioned regularly, just because something gets proposed and it gets laughed down doesn't mean it's not going to come back. That happens here in the state of California. And this would, the proposal would extend this backyard burning barbecue to fire pits and restaurants that cook with open flames. Okay. So, as I again state often, just because it's not in your area, but there has been a push in the state wide for this, doesn't mean that it can't come to your area. Okay? So, just a couple of things right there. Also, we spend a lot of money on people who self-inflict. They make stupid decisions in life, whether it's drugs, maybe their acquaintances, if you know what I mean, that lead to health issues. So, I've been thinking for the last couple of months, I wonder how much. We know how much approximately how much that you, the taxpayers, spend on people who are loafers, people who are not here in this country and state legally. It's in the billions and billions of dollars. That's all our money that could be used to maybe roads or, useless things like infrastructure, instead of coming to us and taking more money from us because of people who make poor decisions in life. Well, the United States, meaning once again you, spend over $2.5 trillion annually on, let's just say, people making poor decisions, that there's some kind of government program for them, which means, again, our money. Now, think about that. over $2.5 trillion. And then add in all the other billions on what I said previously. That's a lot of money. And at what point do our so-called leaders point these facts out of people's decisions and the selfishness of their decisions is costing their neighbors and so forth, and the impact it has on all of us? I wish we had some elected officials, I wouldn't count on all of them doing it, to bring that forward. And whether it's in your culture or not, I don't give a damn. Okay, let's see here. Okay, most flags, because I saw this the other day, most flags in California are at half-staff today because May 15th was Peace Officers Memorial Day. Yeah, the post office here in Paso Robles had that. I was wondering myself, so thanks. That came in a day or two. And then another text here I can't read because I have no idea what it means. So just a couple of those things going on. Also, there was something that we talk about from time to time. Apparently, Chris, when you were in college, did they have surveillance cameras?
They probably did. I didn't know about them, but they probably did.
Okay, so, and anyway, some Cal Poly students and also some people in the community, they were marching through campus as an effort to get controversial surveillance cameras removed from university grounds. Don't know exact reason why they don't want them there, considering what just happened at UC Santa Barbara, but I'll try and find out what the reason is why the students and some community members would want that. Like I said, we are seeing more and more surveillance cameras throughout society, and many people say that it's for the benefit of all of us. Mixed emotions on that one. Mixed emotions because I don't trust government. I just don't trust government. Also, more money issues here for you. Be aware of this in the midterms. There is a little-known Medicare surtax, and it may just hammer millions of people. This is in the Obamacare tax battle. Dual-income families often don't discover the Medicare surtax until filing, and the Democrats may be pushing to expand it. Now, the hidden tax Democrats may quietly put in front and center during the midterm elections is the 0.9 Medicare surtax. Now, that was one of Obama's least talked about money grabs. Now, with Medicare being the largest line item on the growing deficit, the Dems will look for a way to fund this growing liability. And the scary part is that millions of families don't even realize they're paying it until they get blindsided at tax filing time. You may have just realized that. Now, this tax first arrived in 2013. That was part of the, remember this, Affordable Care Act. Now, it, like a lot of things with government, it first sounds harmless. And guess what? Politicians, here it comes. They framed it as the tax on the rich that was designed to help fund Medicare. But like most things in Washington and even in the state of California, because we've had quite a few things that it's just we're going to tax the rich, it starts out as only for the wealthy, but it slowly creeps deep into the upper middle class. And then after that money is extracted, it goes down to the middle class. So something to think about. As we get ready for some elections and not only midterms, but in November as well. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The California Mid-State Fair has announced the Frontier Stage lineup for 2026. 12 nights of free concerts will be included with fair admission. Performances start at 8 p.m. But opening day on Wednesday will feature the Miss California Mid-State Fair Scholarship Pageant at 6 p.m. The full lineup can be found at midstatefair.com. The American Legion Post 220 will be holding a Memorial Day service and barbecue Monday, May 25th, 11 a.m. at the American Legion Hall, 805 South Main Street, Templeton. At noon will be the annual benefit barbecue, which is $20 for adults and $12 for children 12 and under. Tickets can be purchased ahead of time at templetonlegion.org. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. A drone strike near a nuclear power plant belonging to one of Iran's neighbors prompting concerns of a dangerous escalation of tensions in the Middle East. Fox's Jonathan Savage.
The UAE, which has previously accused Iran of drone strikes, called the incident an unacceptable act of aggression. Iran, meanwhile, says negotiations with the U.S. continue via Pakistani mediation.
Over the weekend, President Trump warned the clock is ticking, threatening more military action against Iran. Severe storms expected to stretch from Texas to Michigan over the next 2 days. Fox's Marianne Rafferty has details.
Heavy rain, strong winds, large hail, and tornadoes are all possible. At least one large tornado has already destroyed several buildings in Nebraska.
The severe weather threat for the central U.S. continues through Tuesday. America's listening to Fox News.
Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Okay, don't forget, starting tomorrow, it's the big event at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. The 19th through the 21st, I'm coming by an event and speak with a state specialist who will give your items a free, no-obligation offer. So don't miss this opportunity to get paid for your unused valuables at no cost to you, and that includes they buy gold and silver jewelry, diamonds, coins, currency, artwork, antiques, and much, much more. So get ready for it. It starts tomorrow at Bella Jewel. All right, time for sports here at 12 minutes away from 7 o'clock, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NBA Eastern Conference Semifinals Game 7 last night. The Cavaliers pummeled the Pistons 125-94 to punch their ticket to the East Finals for the first time since 2018. Donovan Mitchell had 26 points. Coach Kenny Atkinson.
When he gets in the paint and starts making other people better, you know, the dish-offs to our big guys, that was the key.
Three other Cleveland players topped 20 points. Game 1 for the Cavs against the Knicks in New York on Tuesday. Tonight, it's the opener of the West Final in Oklahoma City, the Spurs and the Thunder. Speaking of whom, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander named MVP for a second straight year. He garnered 83 of 100 first-place votes. Hockey, Game 7 tonight in their East semifinals, the Canadians at the Sabres. Golf second major, the PGA Championship outside Philadelphia. Aaron Rye becomes the first English-born player to win the Wanamaker Trophy in over a century. He won by 3 over Jon Rahm and Alex Smalley. Baseball's rivalry weekend wrapped up on Sunday. The Braves ripped the Red Sox 8-1. Austin Riley belted a 3-run homer for the team with the best record in the bigs. Dodgers dunked the Angels 10-1 for their 5th straight win. Rays sank the Marlins 10-1. Tampa Bay has won 18 of 22 to lead the American League. Royals blanked the Cardinals. Stephen Kolek and company scattered five hits. Phillies whitewashed the Pirates. Zach Wheeler and the Dealers with a five-hitter. Rangers shut out the Astros. Nathan Eovaldi allowed five hits. Gavin Collier got the last six outs. White Sox shaded the Cubs on Edgar Caro's walk-off tater in the 10th. Mets rallied past the Yankees in 10. Wins for the Padres, Giants, Diamondbacks, Guardians, Orioles, Twins, and Blue Jays. That's Monday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by The Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. Plentiful sunshine today. Highs in the upper 70s, clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-40s. And we'll be in the upper 80s on your Tuesday. All right, so lots of sunshine the next several days as we head out to Wednesday. Should be in the low 90s, back to the mid-80s on Thursday. Friday, upper 70s. Saturday, mid-70s. Sunday, mid-70s. Memorial Day, upper 70s, all sunshine. Today's UV index will be 10. Up and down we go. Here it is. 5:56 a.m., 8:04 p.m., we are at 46 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. Remember, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Okay, a little reminder, since I mentioned Memorial Day, Chris and I will not be here next Monday for Memorial Day. We will have some specials, and not only in the morning, but in the afternoon as well. So enjoy them and think about what the day is for, and hopefully you'll be able to attend the events, whether in Atascadero, Paso Robles, or Templeton. So, all right, moving along here at The Right Choice, KPRL.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. And don't forget, they have apparel as well. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, and that is home sweet home. Yes, indeed. Nothing like it. Tap those feet two or three times. I always forget how many. All right, Chris, you're back in the saddle, so to speak.
I'm up to bat. Let's go.
Wow. All right. English is the second most spoken language in the world.
Only the second?
Only the second.
Hmm.
What do you think numero uno is?
Huh. It's a tough one. That is a tough one.
Well, let's see here. I don't know if this will make any sense, but that doesn't matter, does it?
I'm going to guess Mandarin.
Wow, okay. All right, okay, so yeah, it is Mandarin.
Because China's got like, what, a quarter of the world's population? Something like that?
Can't keep track. All right, so
huge.
All right, so here was going to be my hint.
See if ready.
It's oranges.
I think that would have been a good hint. I think I would have guessed Mandarin.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll cross that off the list because I absolutely love Mandarin oranges. All right. There you go. All right, folks. You lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Simply go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and out at the airport, you're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply, and they are on file. I don't know how let's see here. I'm going to do this one. This was a very, very popular television program, and it, let's see here, I'm trying to see the years, okay, and because of not necessarily this one incident, however, because of one of the episodes, it did, shall we say,
kick up the ratings a little bit. And this has to do with a presidential campaign. Now, the storyline made the show a subject of political controversy during an American presidential campaign, and it piqued the interest of people who hadn't watched the show, so it kicked up the ratings a little bit. Now, the show was popular to begin with. What is the show? What is the show? And the controversy happened on this day in 1992. What do you think the show was? 238-5775-238-KPRL. Now, this show was on for 10 years, which in television, that's a long time. In its first run, I'm not talking about reruns. So what is the show I'm referring to that one of the episodes stirred a little bit of controversy during a presidential campaign? 238-5775-238-KPRL. And to the phone lines we go. Hi, good morning.
Morning, Dallas.
No, not Dallas. Not Dallas. For those of you that watched Dallas, was there any controversy in it? The Bobby or who shot JR thing, I know that, you know, got a lot of national attention, but as far as controversy. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Murphy Brown.
Yes, Murphy Brown. It was with candidate Dan Quayle. Obviously, you remember. Did you ever watch the show?
A couple of times. I thought it was interesting because I thought everybody was funny on that show except Candace Bergen.
Well, her character was supposed to be pretty serious anyway, wasn't it?
Yeah, but she won all kinds of awards for the show, and I just thought it was really interesting how she's winning the awards and all the other characters were the funny ones.
Well, she was the star of the show, so I guess that counts. You know what's interesting, I think, with this... do you think it would be controversial in today's world? Because it was had to do with having a child without a father, out of wedlock.
Yeah, I think in some places it is. If you start talking about rates, and I actually saw something the other day online where somebody was bringing up the rate of blacks having children out of wedlock and Hispanics and stuff, and I think it's like 75% blacks don't have both parents in the home. And it has an effect, in my humble opinion. I'm a black man. It has an effect that people don't want to talk about these things for some reason. And they always say they want to get to the root causes. Well, you better start talking about things like this.
Well, I think it gets to a point that I've been trying to make for a long time. You need to start talking directly to these communities.
Yeah. 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 Parental involvement, you know, you talk about education, getting parents involved and letting them know that, hey, it is your responsibility. And what we've done in a lot of places, we've taken the responsibility away and put it on other entities, and look where we're at.
Yep, I think if people would look at most studies, they will tell you that from broken homes, it's the kid is starting behind already.
Yeah.
No doubt. All right, sir, may I have your name, please?
Matt Drake.
Hmm. So let me ask you one more question. Well, no, I don't have time because I was gonna ask you do you know anything about Dallas, but that may be before your time there, Bobby.
No, I know a little bit about Dallas. I know, but I'll talk to you later.
All right, I gotta go.
Have a good one.
All right.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The Templeton American Legion Post 220 will be holding a Memorial Day service and barbecue Monday, May 25th at 11 a.m. at the American Legion Hall, 805 South Main Street. At noon will be the annual benefit barbecue, which is $20 for adults and $10 for children 12 and under. Passables High School will host College Signing Day Tuesday, May 19th at 4 p.m. in the Galesa Gym. During the event, PRHS will honor 14 high school student athletes who have committed to continuing their academic and athletic careers at the collegiate level. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
On May 19th, 1992, Vice President Dan Quayle spoke at the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco. During his speech, he criticized the Murphy Brown character for mocking the importance of fathers by bearing a child alone. All right, we've got two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, and the list goes on and on and on.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.